Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
social.freetalklive.com. It is free to use. We run the server, which means we set the rules, and our rules are pretty much, yeah, don't spam, and don't snitch. Those are pretty much the two rules. So head over there at social.freetalklive. Social.freetalklive.com. It is free to use, so please enjoy that. And it's open source, which means that there are a variety of different ways that you can use it. There are multiple apps that are available to you to download on either your iPhone or your Android device or even your Windows or your Linux PCs, probably Mac too. So check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. We'll get back into the crackdowns on the LGBTQ community in Florida under DeSantis coming up here in a moment. But first, we got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, sir. So anyway, let me get off.
Get it together.
You got this, Sarah.
Breathe.
Oh, anyway, so the a high school guy from La Cuerva High School was witnessing all these thrown out oranges, but he started collecting them. And then,
did he say thrown up oranges?
Thrown out oranges.
Thrown out oranges.
Yeah, just just people just don't want it.
And you said he was witnessing them. Were they all in one place, or was it just an occasional orange in somebody's garbage? How is he witnessing them?
Well, he just noticed it in the garbage, and he started collecting them, just laying around. And there is actually a thing called the Albuquerque Mutual Aid. And these people, they get these food and they give them out to homeless people and help them out.
That's nice.
That is actually really nice. I actually like the idea of a mutual aid society instead of a government taking care of the homeless. Mutual aid society sounds really good.
Well, and then, actually, it was kind of like a struggle to actually have them take these food because they're really strict about somebody tampering with it, poisoning it, and so forth. So that was like a big issue, but
right. So they probably have rules that say they'll only take food from grocery stores or restaurants and things like that, I would guess.
Yeah, supposedly, but this kid worked so hard that his name is Michael Lopez that he got it passed. Even we have a new state law that donates our leftover school lunches now. So it's definitely regulated, but it is our governor's on the bandwagon with this. So that, like, the cooked broccoli is fed to the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't easy because, they can't say that it's tampered. So it's a leftover.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know. I mean, he could be injecting something into the oranges or something, right? So you don't really know for sure, what.
The electric Kool-Aid orange test.
Well, that's the thing. So then the people that collect it, I guess they're regulated. They say that I'm the one that they make sure that nothing happened to it. I collected these oranges from the kids if they didn't want it. So that's how they do it. And then.
But you're saying this kid got around all the regulations that they approved him to collect oranges?
I think that's what it means. That's it. That's it.
Okay, well, that's nice. That's a nice story. Nice little human interest story there, Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight. The number.
And nice that nobody's forced at gunpoint to contribute to this.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, I've given to the food bank here in Keene. It's They do take money from the government, but most charities will. I mean, if there's money offered from the government, they'll take it. You can't blame. I can't blame a charity for doing that.
I can't either because, you know, charities have to find some way to exist too, and it can be challenging to have people just donate because, you know, we get so lost in our lives that we forget that there are people who might need help.
It bothers me when they lobby for it, if it's just like this program exists and we take the money, well, you know, why not?
All right, we continue here. This is a story that we just started in the last hour. It's about the ultra right wing Texas like that too, but Florida legislature, Ron DeSantis, of course, the governor over there, who falsely is promoting Florida as being this quote unquote free state. I don't know if you've seen him going around doing this, nobody, but he'll literally go and give speeches touting Florida as the quote free state. He even came to New Hampshire recently and did that on stage here.
Oh, God, I wish I'd been there. I wish I'd known.
I guess he didn't look at the Freedom in the 50 States Index. I mean, Florida has been at the top of the list, but New Hampshire and Florida always seem to trade places.
In recent years, yeah, they have been. Right now, I think New Hampshire is number one. But regardless, I don't know how they come up with that list. I know they take in a variety of factors, but as someone who's lived in Florida for the first 26 years of my life, I can tell you it is not a free state. It is not even close to that. And for those that are in the LGBTQ community, they sure as hell are not going to be feeling free after some of these restrictions are coming into place. There's new rules for the Don't Say Gay law, which would be banning lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity all the way up to grade 12. So currently the law, it bans that sort of content up to grade 3. This would expand it all the way up to grade 12, and apparently this was already approved by a state board, so this is apparently moving forward. So they're banning lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity unless required by existing state standards or as part of reproductive health instruction that students can choose not to take. That's the time when students are, they say, becoming aware of their sexuality, according to the AP. The proposal will take effect after a procedural notice period that lasts about a month, according to an Education Department spokesman. DeSantis' administration put forward the proposal last month as part of the Republicans' aggressive conservative agenda, with the governor leaning heavily into cultural divides ahead of his looming White House candidacy. And so, again, you know, I get why some people don't like this, because it's the government forcing a particular viewpoint down someone's throats. The conservatives don't want the government schools forcing LGBTQ stuff or whatever you want to call it down kids' throats, and people on the left, they don't want the conservatives forcing their Bible down people's throats. They just end up fighting over it forever. And then one side takes control of the government, and then they shove their viewpoint, and then the other side takes control, and they shove their viewpoint. It just gets so tiresome. And I think we touched on the solution, of course, which is to get your kids out of government schools. Because even though right now it looks like the conservatives are going to be running things there in Florida, that doesn't necessarily mean that will be the case forever.
Mm. And the left might come back in and be like, well, we're going to undo this, and we're going to make it worse.
Exactly. There is that possibility. And either way, even if that never happens, even if the conservatives continue to control the state apparatus there in Florida, it's still a bad idea to send your kids to government school because they're being indoctrinated with pro-government beliefs, pro-state mentality. Even if it's run by the conservatives, it's still going to be harming your child's mind to be in that situation.
Yeah, and not to mention that school shootings only exist in public schools.
Fact.
For the most part. There was one that at a private school. It was the one with the trans
Tennessee
killer. Yeah. That was a private Christian school, but mostly they only happen in public schools. Other schools don't drive the students crazy.
So what else is going on? According to the AP story, it says that he previously directed questions to Education Commissioner Manny Diaz, who said it was meant to clarify confusion about the existing law and reinforce that teachers shouldn't deviate from existing curriculums. The prohibition has drawn intense backlash from critics who argue it marginalizes LGBTQ people and has vague terms that result in self-censorship from teachers. It's not the only issue upsetting LGBTQ people in Florida. Wednesday, the House passed a bill to make it a felony to provide gender-affirming health care to transgender minors, another DeSantis priority.
Shouldn't that decision be between the parents and the child?
Absolutely.
Whether they get gender-affirming care? I mean, this is the problem I have with the whole, you know, the whole thing of trans people being told that now you're committing a felony for having your gender reassignment surgery as a minor.
Well, I just want to clarify something, and I'm not as obviously knowledgeable about this as one of our other co-hosts, Aria, but I have heard her speak to this, and for listeners that don't know, Aria is trans, and she has said that this gender-affirming care is not surgeries.
Okay.
She has said that this is more of
It can include surgeries, but it's not necessarily surgery.
Well,
that's
not what she said, and again, you know, maybe she's wrong about that, I don't know, but I presume she would know these things better than most of us in the room, and she also says that, you know, generally these doctors are not going to perform surgeries on minors, period, but that's just not something that happens.
That is what I believed
often.
At one point. I no longer believe that's true because you see these transitioners
mm-hmm.
who are saying that, yes, I had a double mastectomy at 14. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, and, you know, as a Darwinist, my view is kind of, well, Darwin has a plan for us all, and part of the plan is that people who make really bad mistakes won't be represented in the gene pool in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That does sound kind of harsh, unfortunately.
I think she did say there were...
It is harsh, but it's reality. If the stupidest of the humans had not died off, then humans would be a lot stupider than they are now. And even now, half of the humans are below average.
I think that she did say there have been some dozens of them in over some number of years. So there are some examples of it.
I don't know what the numbers are.
It's going
to
be
speak to
you're going to have a hard time finding doctors who are apparently willing to do this. But regardless, I mean, if that is something that parents and their kid want to do, then I think they should be free to do that. I think that's a terrible idea for parents to do that. But it's not my family,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like anything else. I mean, usually cutting somebody's uterus out is a horrible idea. But if they happen to have cervical cancer, it might save their life. So you know, it's. All of these things are very individual. They very much come down to values. And, you know, one of my nexuses with this kind of thing is the love of my life was a woman named Julie. She was in London when she was diagnosed with precancerous cells on her cervix, and she said, I have no interest in having children, so let's just do a hysterectomy. She was in her 20s then, and they said, oh, you're too young to make that choice
that's
for yourself. So they scraped the cells off her cervix and patted her on the head and sent her on her way. 5 years later, at 31, she was dead. You know, and that's what happens when the government makes your medical decisions.
So this is not so much about chopping off body parts as it is just a general assault on LGBTQ people, according to Republican Representative Chase Tremont.
I would say a counter-assault, because there has certainly been an assault on rights by the left that we have seen girls who don't want to compete against trans girls who are much bigger, much stronger, because for most of their lives they were full of testosterone.
Sure.
And they are being forced to. by the government or to stop playing sports. They can't just organize their own league and say, hey, most leagues are divided by gender, but ours happens to be divided by sex.
Why can't they?
Or because
Title IX forbids it. Title IX forbids supposedly any kind of discrimination, mm-hmm. but in reality, but only against protected groups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girls are kind of a protected group, but trans people are more of a protected group, so the government has decided that trans people's rights outweigh the rights of other people, and that was happening before these counterattacks by people like DeSantis. So there's a reason that these people are angry,
mm-hmm.
but using the same techniques as their enemies to, okay, well, you're going to force your will on us. Well, we're going to force our will on you. It's still wrong. The right answer is we're going to find a way so that you can't force your will on us, but we're also not going to force our will on you.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming on that one, nobody, but what you're talking about is a problem with the one-size-fits-all government school system. Once again, the
yes.
fact that the federal government has this Title IX thing, they're shoving down states' throats, and the states are shoving their programs down their people's throats, and so on and so forth. I mean, again, people have been struggling over who's going to control the curriculum at these government schools forever. So, yeah, that fight has been
yeah.
going
and
on
they
and
always
on.
Will be, because yeah. as long as one size has to fit all, well, one size will never fit all.
But that said, you are not prohibited from starting your own league. If these, you know, people want to go, if the conservatives want to have the conservative softball league or whatever for girls only or mm-hmm. boys only, then they can go and do that. They just won't be able to do it at the right. government school, right?
They won't be able to do it at the government schools. They won't be eligible for scholarships, which is what allows a mm-hmm. lot of people to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of the pieces of fallout from trans girls just simply being better at sports than girls who aren't trans
right.
means that in a few years they will be getting all of the scholarships.
It's absurd.
And
yeah.
girls who are not trans will never be able to get a sports scholarship to go to college. Now, personally, I'm not a great believer in that. I would rather see academic scholarships.
Yeah.
I want to see the smart people
right.
go to college and the good athletes go be athletes somewhere.
Right. You don't need schools for that.
You don't need right. schools for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is the way that our society, unfortunately, has been structured. And women are going to be cut out of a lot of opportunity
mm-hmm.
as a result of these.
I would hope that you're wrong, because, you know, women have a right to compete just as much as men do. And with trans people competing in sports, you know, maybe a trans woman may not be maybe stronger than a woman in some cases, but maybe the trans person might be weaker than a woman.
In almost all cases, trans women yeah. who are born as men are going to be stronger, at least in their upper bodies, typically than women, probably
yeah.
in their lower bodies as well.
And the thing is, I don't want to prescribe one way or the other. I want to say that if you want to have unisex leagues, mm-hmm. you can have unisex leagues.
Yeah, sure.
If you want to have leagues segregated by gender, you can have leagues segregated by gender.
Right.
If you want to have leagues segregated by sex, you can have leagues segregated by sex.
Yeah.
And then it is the decision of the fans and of the athletes and of the coaches which of these leagues they will or will not choose to participate.
Let the market decide.
Exactly.
Right?
And any league that nobody wants to participate in, not me, the other nobody,
yeah.
will cease to exist.
Well, right. And that's what the conservatives will not allow, right? The supposed free market conservatives.
Neither side will allow it.
No doubt. But the conservatives claim to be free market. Okay,
right.
So you can have it. I think it's fair to give them a higher expectation.
It's a higher level of hypocrisy.
Yes. Yeah. And because they're not even close to being in favor of free markets. They don't give a damn about drug sales, for instance, which should be a free market thing. They don't care
Absolutely.
About prostitution, which should be a free market thing, even though plenty of them are hiring prostitutes secretly. but they don't care about those things. And they don't care, in this case, about a market for whatever this gender-affirming health care is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now making it a felony to provide that. And here's what Republican Representative Chase Tremont had to say about this. Basically, this bill is going to DeSantis' desk. It's passed the House. The odds that he's not going to sign it.
He's going to sign it.
So this Tremont says this. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Folks.
Yeah, well, that's all very good religious nonsense, but... Not everybody believes that, and that is not the government's area of
right.
expertise,
it's really not.
According to the First Amendment.
He goes on. He says, folks, this is rock solid, irreversible, validated by science and our medical community, period. You are either male or female. This is not subject to one's opinion. It is demonstrable fact, he said.
Well, let's take God out. Well, here's the thing. Like, religion has its place, and for him to use his religion as a tool to say that males and females are the only things that can exist, I mean, yeah, I part of me would agree with that to some extent, but let's not have it be part of the government to say this. This is the strict place of religion to not be involved in the government, I would say.
Yeah, and there's also nothing that imply in the Bible that implies that nothing will ever change. I mean, we know very well that there are living things that exist today that did not exist even 6,000 years ago, which is about when a young Earth creationist would think that the Earth was created. For example, what we call corn is actually very different from what the Indians called maize.
Right.
It is a... and so maybe only two things existed 6,000 years ago if you want to give the most possible credence to the people who believe in talking snakes. Nonetheless, that doesn't mean that those are the only things that exist now.
Democrats argued that ignoring gender dysphoria in children can be psychologically harmful, saying parents and doctors should make decisions on treatment, not government. Oh, isn't that ironic? The Democrats support individuals making decisions on and families making decisions on treatment on this issue.
They always support it when they agree with it, but when they disagree with it, they always want to force their will. And so
like
it's
COVID.
Exactly like the Republicans.
Right.
So when
no consistency.
When I talk to Republicans who are trying to push these restrictions on trans health care, the first thing I say is, well, how well did it work out during COVID when the government was pushing its decisions on everybody?
I bet they don't even answer that question.
They tend to ignore it.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden says he will continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. Mifepristone was originally approved by the FDA in 2000. New concerns about how Elon Musk is running the automaker Tesla.
A lot of big, long-time investors in Tesla have written a letter expressing concern about Musk.
He's more distracted than ever.
That's Ivan Frischberg with Amalgamated Bank. He says Musk is way too distracted by his other businesses.
This collective that you've seen in the letter is really a sense of over the last year of this sort of really actually starting to harm the company.
Perhaps an example, Twitter is backing off its barely two-week-old practice of labeling some news outlets as government-funded. Some of the outlets quit Twitter in protest. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. We have time for you. You dial in now. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to thank our supporters, Free Talk Live listeners like you, becoming members of the AMPS program. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com and join as AC, the Quaker Anarchist, has done. AC is a silver-level supporter of AMPS. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us continue the mission here of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace, cryptocurrency, gold and silver, all the stuff we like to talk about. 7 nights a week on broadcast radio, online, streaming, podcast, etc. So if you appreciate what we do and you can afford $5 a month, then please sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a series of pieces of legislation and changes in the state of Florida that are seem to be targeted around LGBTQ people, and the conservatives, of course, are running things down there under DeSantis and the rest of the Republicans that are in charge of the state house. We just talked about a bill that would apparently make it a felony that's now going to the governor's desk for a signature, make it a felony for people to provide gender-affirming health care to transgender minors, which apparently that would be a felony even if the family is consenting to it.
And that's where you've got a real problem, is there are two people who have a legitimate say in the health care that a child receives, and that is, or three people in most cases, and that is the child himself or herself, along with both of the parents. And when you get beyond that, when you insert the state into that, I don't care. To me, I don't have to ask myself, do I agree with this kind of care first? The first question I ask myself is, should the state have any say mm-hmm. in it at all? And the answer is always no.
What if somehow the parents are abusing the child by sending them to doctors to have surgery on them or whatever?
That's actually a thing. It's called Munchausen by proxy.
Okay.
And Munchausen syndrome is a syndrome where people develop either psychosomatic diseases or they lie about having diseases in order to get attention and, mm-hmm. and you know.
Is that different somehow than a hypochondriac?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is the short answer.
Yeah.
And then Munchausen by proxy is the same thing, except a person, typically a mother, will do that to a child. And certainly it's something where that physicians should be alert for,
mm-hmm.
and especially physicians in areas that are politically trendy, should be, on both sides, should be alert for, but it's... and even whoever is dealing with child abuse in your society should be certainly alert for that going on. I don't think that should be the government, because I don't think there should be a government.
Yeah, I think if you've got parents that are bringing their kid in to have some sort of operation or drugging of their child or whatever this abuse would be that you're referring to, if the child says, I don't want this, that should be the end of it, right? Like
I would hope so.
They should be able to say no.
Right.
I mean, not necessarily the end of treatment, but it should certainly be a time at which somebody says, okay, well, I need to talk to this kid alone mm-hmm. and find out what they do want, mm-hmm. what's really going on with them from their perspective, because the customer in medical care is the patient, not necessarily the parents of the patient.
Were you trying to get in there, Riley?
I was just going to say that even though this abuse may be happening, there's got to be a way in a free society to handle this, because right now it's handed off to the government, and it's probably the most inefficient way to handle it. So I'm wondering, maybe we could talk about this at some future show or some other time, but, you know, what is a free market solution to this?
Are we talking about physical abuse? Or are we talking about parents that are drugging their child without...
Both.
Okay. Well, again, if the child wants out, they should be able to get out. If, somebody can rescue that child and that's something that the child wants to have happen, then I think that's fine. I think most people would see that as acceptable. You know, if there were some sort of a, you know, if you rescued a child from abusive parents and then the abusive parents sued you in, you know, this free market world that we don't live in, and then there were people that were judging that case, I think that if you could prove there was actually abuse going on, and the child's testimony would be pretty significant in that, like if they say, yeah, my parents were beating me, or my parents were forcing drugs into me, then case closed. I think most good people are going to say, yeah, this child should not be with those parents anymore. I think that would probably solve most of those problems.
Yeah.
Then you get into, there's like the weird stuff of, you know, parents that are indoctrinating their children to... you know, believe things aren't abuse that might other people might consider to be abuse. And in which case, I don't know if you would have success at getting those kids away from those parents. So, you know, the example...
Well, I mean, we have that sort of thing. Now we have cults.
That's what I mean.
For example, and we have deprogrammers, and sometimes kids do break away from these cults, and sometimes they don't.
And sometimes they're rescued,
and sometimes they go back to the cults and leave their parents, who say, hey, you know, you're safer outside this cold, but somehow they get lured back in.
It's true. And I guess the first thing I would say is utopia is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the first vital insight of libertarianism. Utopia is not an option. We cannot solve all problems. We can make society, I think, marginally better than it is.
Right. Yeah, I think we can leave it there for now. So the final bill in Florida with DeSantis here is one that would ban children from an adult live performance, a proposal aimed at the governor's opposition to drag shows. The legislation would allow the state to revoke the food and beverage licenses of businesses that admit children to adult performances. The DeSantis administration has moved to pull the liquor license of businesses that had held drag shows, alleging that children were present during the lewd displays. And, of course, it's worth pointing out here that drag shows tend to not be lewd. Drag shows mm-hmm. tend to be men who are dressed, most of the time gay men who are not even trans, mm-hmm. who dress as women and then sing pop songs.
Yeah, or a drag queen by definition is not a transsexual. A drag right. queen is a homosexual who identifies as a male but dresses as a female for whatever reason that I don't need to know. So, yeah. The other thing that's I always wonder is, you know, what if it's a Britney Spears concert?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
She's got way more skin showing at a show like that.
Yeah. Is that lewd, though? And again, to me, that's a question for the parents.
Right.
There are things that my parents wouldn't take me to when I was a kid. There were things I didn't even ask about. I never asked my parents to take me to a strip club because I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Well, and that's what's really going on here is these conservatives are trying to shove their particular religious beliefs or their beliefs about society and quote-unquote culture down everyone's throats. It's as if they think they can make drag just go away.
Yeah.
It's as if they think that they can, by using force, take the mm-hmm. families that think it's a good time to take their kids to a drag show, and those families exist.
Yeah.
Okay? Bonnie and I went to the drag show that they did here in Keene last year. It was in the fall. They did a show at the Colonial, and it was fun. But there was, like, at least two, I would say, people who were maybe 12 or under, maybe 10 or 8 or somewhere in that range. There were some children that were at this drag show with their parents. They wouldn't have let them in without them, right? You had to accompany your kids. And when I was growing up, my parents would take me to R-rated movies. And there's, like, violence and sometimes nudity in R-rated movies. Sometimes the, you know, things that are said in R-rated movies are much more extreme than the things that were being said on the stage at this particular show, which, by the way, had no nudity whatsoever. It didn't even have any, like, partial nudity or anything like that. It's people dressed as women that do costume changes. Like, mm-hmm. that's literally all that happens during a drag show, the typical drag shows. And maybe there are some other ones that are a little more lewd. I personally have never encountered those.
I haven't encountered them in person. I've encountered videos on the internet I've encountered videos on the internet that made me say, ooh, I wouldn't take my kids to that. But that's my choice.
Right.
That's according to my value.
Yeah, it's like, those are your values, nobody. But we can't force people to be good by legislation because conservatives claim that this is all about following God's commands. You cannot force people to follow God's commandments by a gun.
The whole insight of the Enlightenment, the thing that we became enlightened about, is after centuries of religious war, people finally got hip to the idea that it's better to let the other guy go to hell in his own way than to try to drag him to heaven in yours.
Right.
Okay, apparently there's a fourth bill here. The House also passed a bill that will ban people from entering bathrooms other than their sex assigned at birth. It requires bathrooms in public places to be listed as men, women, or unisex, as though they're not already. I mean, obviously, most places already have listings on signage on bathroom doors. But the fact that this is 2023 and that there hasn't been a law on the books to prohibit people from going into other genders' bathrooms is proof positive that that law is completely unnecessary, right? Because the big scare is, oh my God, if we have trans people going into the other bathrooms, then women will get raped.
What's to stop that from happening now without the law?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing stopping that. And this law is not going to stop it either. This law is not going to. If there's somebody with the intention to commit a rape, they are not going to be concerned with what the law says.
And the free market already has the correct solution to that, which is the owner of each establishment should establish, just as he does every other policy, these are my bathroom policies. And they should not be required to be uniform. And that way, if you don't like the bathroom policies at this business or that business, you can say, I can go there, or you can just say, or you can say, I won't go there, or you can just say, I won't go there if I think I might have to pee. and there are businesses that I won't go there if I think I might have to pee, because I've seen their restrooms and they're not to my liking. But I might go there anyway because the strippers are pretty or something.
So it's like as though these conservatives believe that they can just force families that have different value sets than conservative families to just change their minds. That's not going to happen. If these parents want to keep taking their kids to gender-affirming care, or they want to keep taking their kids to drag shows, they're going to do it even if it's going underground to do that stuff, because that's something that they value as parents. And similarly, I don't think that liberals, if they were to get in charge, should be able to prohibit conservatives from taking their kids to church. Many of them believe that that's abuse to children, right? I think that this is what families should be able to decide to do, is raise their kids how they want to. If there is something that comes out of this that's positive, is that maybe it will help people migrate for the reasons of their beliefs, meaning that if it gets to the point where the conservatives are so shored up in power down there in Florida that they cannot be taken out by the people on the left, maybe the leftists will decide that it's time to move to California or move to
Massachusetts or somewhere else.
You know, California is emptying out and Florida is filling up, so there's plenty of room for the Florida liberals to move to California.
But please don't tell me that Florida is a free state.
No.
When people are not free to raise their family how they want to raise them, when, you know, drugs are still prohibited, there's all kinds of cops everywhere in Florida. It literally is a police state.
You probably couldn't celebrate 420 on the Capitol steps.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to try that in Florida. No way.
Somebody, actually a free stater, was saying, you know, castration was considered when I was a kid the most horrible thing that a man could undergo, and he was just saying that it seems very strange that people would want that now. And my response was, if your Johnson offends you, cut it off and cast it from you. That's freedom.
Yeah.
But freedom is not the choice. Freedom is the choosing. It's being free to make your own choice.
And suffer the consequences.
And suffer the consequences, or enjoy the consequences, or a combination of the two, as the case may be.
Indeed. So, Riley, you mentioned 420, and that happened yesterday. We actually didn't have a chance to talk about it. I'm glad we're actually doing it now, because nobody, you and Riley, I believe it was actually at Riley's request.
Yes, I wanted to get this 420 rally organized at the state capitol, because I've become a huge fan of cannabis as a sacrament, as a tool for spiritual development in my own personal life. And, you know, a lot of people are going to hear this and be like, how can you use a drug for spiritual development? And yet, you know, drugs are distributed into some of their churches, like wine.
Sure.
So it really comes down to intention, how you use cannabis. I mean, you can just sit at home and eat Doritos and be high all the time, which I do not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to use cannabis.
Doritos are awful for you.
Yeah.
I'd want to use cannabis for something that, you know, helps my life improve. And, you know, I want to take time with it to either meditate or go for a walk out in nature or spend time with friends, connecting with them on a deeper level. And that's what was so fun about going to New Hampshire and the state capitol and having this 420 rally where we had cannabis. And
there was indeed cannabis there.
Absolutely. And we were having it on the capitol steps. And the police did not come by to harass us.
They didn't even step outside.
Yeah. And I was a little nervous because I asked somebody to bring me some weed because I didn't have any good weed. Mm-hmm. And so as I arrived there, somebody came up, put an ounce of weed in my hand, which was far, I was expecting like a slice. And so all of a sudden I've got an ounce of weed in my hand. I was like, oh, great. That's like felony level possession, and I'm on probation, and that's a little awkward. So I was glad the police didn't show up.
Yeah, that would have been bad. But indeed. What I was saying, what really strikes me about,
they came out and threatened us one year.
That's a lot. Was a long time ago. And was that the year they were standing at the window just watching? Or is that a different year?
I think so. Well, I remember a year when a guy came up to me and started busting my balls. And I was kind of low energy that year. And he got me going. And I pulled out the microphone and started going. It was something about, well, you know, if you've got some weed and you don't want to get arrested, keep in your damn pocket. They can't look there.
Not unless you let them.
You know? Yeah.
But what I was trying to say is that what strikes me as something that's wonderful about New Hampshire is that this can happen. And there are like-minded people willing to gather with you and say, hey, let's do this. I could not try this in Utah and get away with it very easily. I mean, maybe I could try and fight it on religious grounds. There is a church in Utah that has mushrooms as a sacrament, but at the same time, I don't know if I want to go through that court battle unless I have like-minded people there to come with me to court, film the proceedings, and, you know, make this case a little more public, because I think it's important if you value using a plant or a substance as a sacrament for, you know, religious development, you should have that right to do so. It's not up to me to decide what's best. Now, that being said, I'm not in favor of living your life in complete derangement and, you know, just pumping your body full of drugs all the time, because, you know, that to me is just not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's healthy to have a respect for the substance you're taking, whether it's cannabis, whether it's mushrooms, whether it's ayahuasca or things like it. And understand that these are tools for your development, not for your misuse or abuse.
Yeah, well said.
But I also think that people can be free to abuse a drug, and I'm not going to make a law saying that they can't. They should be free to abuse that drug, but at the same time, I shouldn't have to fund that, and I shouldn't have to pay for their breaking of their lives, so to speak.
And cannabis is a funny drug, because there was a time when I actually... the joke was there's two ways to smoke weed, every day and all day. And I was smoking weed all day. But the reason that I was doing that is because I was selling weed for a living. And if I wasn't smoking all day, then, you're kind of expected to smoke with customers. Mm. And so I'd end up too stoned to do business when I had customers. And so by smoking all day, I defended myself from that eventuality, because with cannabis, you're only high if you're higher than usual.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't want to have cannabis every day. I don't want to make it part of my life. Daily, I think it's important to have as many tools in your toolbox as possible, like prayer, meditation. If you have sacred texts as a religious person, read those sacred texts. I mean, have different tools in your toolbox. Don't just rely on cannabis, if it's your sacrament, to get you to the places you want to go. It's up to you to integrate the experience with cannabis and live your life to the fullest possible extent. That doesn't mean wasting your life and, you know, living in a gutter.
Yeah.
Ruining your life so other people can pay for your mistakes.
Yeah, and it your relationship with your various sacraments and intoxicants can change over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. Weed was much more important to me 3 years ago than it is now, when I spend most of my time trying to program a computer, and although I can gain insight into that and sometimes make leaps of like good imaginative design decisions when I'm stoned, I have to come down to actually write the code.
Yeah.
So I smoke once a week these days. I smoke Saturday night during during Beard Talk Live, which, by the way, tune in Saturday night for Beard Talk Live at 10:30. Eastern time. That's at watch.freetalklive.com.
It's also on our other video streaming sites, so apparently Odyssey's been having some issues tonight. It was like a temporary outage and then maybe another one. So Odyssey's been having some trouble, so if you can't get us there, you'll be able to get us on Twitch, for instance. So LRN.FM has a Twitch channel. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. And for the listeners that can't, weren't seeing that, nobody is twitching whenever I say that word. And so, yes, we are on other video streaming platforms. So if Odyssey is not working, look for us there, or I forget, we're on like a dozen of them. Just go to video.lrn.fm, and there's like the whole list of platforms there.
Oh, okay, good. I always send people to Watch, but I'll start sending them
to Watch
video.
Is a good one.
Is a good one for just tuning in right now.
Right, boom, you tuned in. But if Odyssey's not working, which is where Watch takes you, watch.freetalklive.com, if that isn't working at all, then try video.lrn.fm.
Will they see a message on Watch sending them the video if things aren't working? Okay.
No, those are just URL forwards. So.
Oh, okay. So they're not going to see anything at all.
It's either working or it ain't, right? So speaking of the war on drugs, I think it's worth a quick recap here for you, Riley, since you
congratulations to drugs, by the way, for winning the war on drugs.
Earlier this year, we did have 70 state reps vote to end the entire war on drugs. There was actually a bill put forward by Matt Santanastasso, who's a Free State Project early mover and great all-around activist.
Love that guy.
And this would have actually just completely struck the prohibition statutes from...
did you say struck?
Struck the prohibition statutes, and 70 state reps, actually 35 Democrats and 35 Republicans, bravely voted on a roll call vote.
Nice.
To end
I'm
the war on drugs.
I'm surprised there were that many Democrats and impressed a little bit.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I'm glad that the war on drugs is slowly ending here, hopefully.
It's a step in the right direction, but that's why we need more liberty activists to make a move up here and get, you know, into this political system, as icky and despicable as it is. Riley does our Daily Digest, which if you're subscribed to our podcast, you get those. And now you know that he's the guy behind it. You can support him via the info that you'll find on every Daily Digest description. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Peace.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.